The chief engineer for the South Dakota Water Rights Program says state law governs what she considers when reviewing applications. Jean Goodman signed off on 5 water permits for construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Those permits have been contested by pipeline opponents. Goodman took the stand on Wednesday, December 18th, at hearings in front of the Water Management Board and faced hours of cross-examination. Jean Goodman has been with the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, or DENR, since 1979. She outlines the considerations in permitting water use.
We look at what the water, the amount of water, the diversion rate, the location, the water source, and what the water will be used for.
Ann Mines Bailey is a DENR attorney. She helps Goodman to narrow the responsibilities of her job.
Jean, do you consider the merits of the final project?
No.
Do you consider the merits of the final product?
No.
Why not?
Again, we are looking at the use of the water, whether that use is a beneficial use to the appropriator.
Goodman says the water is going to be used for construction, dust control, drilling, and testing the pipeline once it's installed. She says those uses have traditionally been considered by the Water Management Board and the legislature to be beneficial and to serve the public interest in South Dakota. Under cross by Jennifer Baker, attorney for the Yankton Sioux Tribe, Goodman says she made her recommendations to approve the permits before hearing public comments. Baker asks her about evidence that worker camps might present a danger for women living near them.
Do those documents and what you've learned through the hearing, does that concern you at all?
From a society issue, it's a concern. From a water use and in relation to these permits, no.
Goodman says the crux of water law in South Dakota is that water use is approved if it's reasonable and beneficial. As for preventing negative outcomes from the pipeline, she says she doesn't have the authority to make that leap. Goodman says it's up to the board to hear concerns not outlined in state law and decide whether to deny the permits on that basis. The board will hear testimony through Friday and has indicated it will set more hearing dates in the new year if needed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.